Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Heard in the news there, the report from the Injuries Resolutions Board, the number of accident claims has fallen by 30% over the last 6 years. However, motor premiums are still rising, and that's the front of the Irish Independent. There's been a sustained reduction in the number of motor claims made to the Injuries Resolution Board, but premiums are still rising. The value of the awards it paid out is also down by 41%. So the number of claims for crashes is down 30%, and the value of the awards paid out is down by 41%. So all of this raises the question, why on earth are motor insurance premiums shooting up? More about that on the front of the Indo. Irish Times says that the number of children waiting for assessment of need for disability or autism services for 6 months or longer will grow from 15,000 right now to 25,000 by the end of the year, according to HSE estimates, which is an awful lot of children waiting 6 months or longer for an assessment of need. The HSE has apparently told the Labour TD, Alan Kelly, about this. And under disability legislation that we have in this country, children are entitled to get this assessment within 6 months of applying for it. And those assessments are really important because it evaluates their condition and what services they require. And it is a formal process, but it just ain't happening. And of course, a reminder that we're going to have a 50-hour protest by a 14-year-old girl, Cara Darmody, outside the gates of Leinster House from today. And there will be questions and a motion from opposition leaders on the floor of the Dáil. I think they're going to spend about 5 hours discussing this evening. And Cara Darmody from Tipperary will begin her 50-hour protest outside Leinster House this morning. So certainly the government under a lot of pressure on the whole area of disability assessment waiting lists. Also, of course, the government under pressure over housing. And that's the main story on the front of the Irish Examiner. The government has been accused of burying statistics for housing starts due to a slowdown in getting projects approved and funded. The Crown Court of Rona Murphy is investigating why statistics on various social and affordable housing projects have not been provided, because Sinn Féin's Eoin Óibrin has repeatedly tried to get the information through parliamentary questions. And the allegation is that the housing stats are being buried because of funding. An incredible photograph, by the way, on the front of the Examiner of a bee on a flower in Cork, carrying a visible pollen load on her hind legs. I don't know how you get a photograph that's that intense. It's a picture by Chani Anderson. And World Bee Day is today, 20th of May, trying to raise awareness of the importance of bees and the threats they face from pesticides and things like that. But well done to that photographer, Chani Anderson, who has the picture of the bee foraging on a chive flower in Cork. Just incredible picture. The main story in the front of the Irish Daily Mirror is Michael suspect released. The man quizzed over the murder of Michael Gain was released without charge last night. Irish Daily Star, army join grim search. And the Irish Sun says that cops probing the killing of farmer Michael Gain were last night searching for the murder weapon. And they also have a photograph in the front of the Sun of the army arriving to help with the search yesterday as well. Elsewhere inside the papers, you may have heard a bit about prison overcrowding. We have some cellmates who are now sleeping on floors. Well, the Indo tells us that the government is rolling out plans to begin electronically tagging prisoners towards the end of this year in a major initiative to tackle overcrowding. I thought we did tag prisoners, but maybe we don't do it enough. Efforts are underway to try and get a service provider who will provide the electronic tags, which are monitoring devices, and a multi-agency group has also been established to oversee the project. Niall Collins, the junior justice minister, says the rollout of electronic tagging is expected towards the end of the year. For some reason, I thought we already had it in place. So now they have to go off and find a company who can provide the tags and the monitoring equipment. And the hope is that this will free up prison spaces. Elsewhere in the papers then, a lot of people wondering what Joe Duffy is going to do next. Well, in the Irish Sun, they have an interview with Pat Kenny, who says that Joe Duffy would get his vote if he ran for president. The News Talk host claims that his former colleague in RTE, Joe Duffy, has everything it takes to succeed outgoing President Michael D. Higgins. I did hear of some odds recently on Joe Duffy going for president. It went from something like, I don't know, a couple of 100 to 1 to 16 to 1 on the day that Joe Duffy announced that he was leaving RTE. Pat Kenny says that the Liveline host would be well able to cross swords with politicians after decades of battling the bosses in RTE. So watch this space. Could we have President Joe Duffy? Pat Kenny says he'd get his vote anyway. And obviously Joe Duffy, many, many years dealing with the bosses in RTE, but also dealing with potential voters, with members of the public. In the Telegraph, the Eurovision has been accused of allowing vote rigging that almost led to Israel winning on Saturday. This story could grow legs because the Spanish and Belgian national broadcasters have complained to the organisers of the Eurovision after Israel were runners-up by winning the public vote by a large margin. Interesting to see if RTE have anything to say on this, because Spain's main broadcaster, which is RTVE, not RTE, and the Flemish public broadcaster VRT are calling for the Eurovision organisers to investigate televoting following the surge in support for Israel's contestant, who ended up coming second with 357 points. And Austria got 436 points for the song Wasted Love. And now Belgium and Spain's public televoters both awarded Israel the maximum 12 points, despite the juries giving the country 0 points. So the European Broadcasting Union now confirming that Spain and Belgium have been in touch and they're taking the complaints seriously. Interesting to see, as I say, if Ireland takes a view on this. Final story comes from the Times of London. I don't know how big gift registers are in Ireland for weddings. Certainly no wedding I've been at have they sent a list of gifts that they would like you to buy for them, nor have they said give us money, which I know some weddings it does happen that they say no gifts please, just give us money. But anyway, across the water in the UK, Tesco has launched a gift registry service. So if you're getting married, you can register with Tesco and then your guests can go on to your registry and pick out items and buy them for you that you want to be bought. But what's interesting about it is that on the gift registry is toilet rolls, tea bags and toothpaste. Now, one would argue if you can't afford toothpaste, you really probably can't afford a wedding. But Tesco said engaged couples no longer want fine china or furniture and instead want products that would usually be part of their weekly shop. Again, I don't believe the people who are getting married can't afford toilet roll. Tesco believes one of the reasons people prefer shampoo over silverware is that most couples live together before marriage, so they already have their toasters and their irons and things like that. So that's why they're launching it. The most expensive bundle you can buy is 156 quid, which includes 3 bottles of champagne. But the cheapest package you can buy on the gift registry at Tesco is at 39 quid and you can buy your wedding, your bride and groom, you can buy them tea bags and 6 packets of biscuits. Quite depressing.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.